ExxonMobil's CEO and Chairman Rex Tillerson is the choice of President-elect Donald Trump for Secretary of State. This certainly puts a different face on the humanitarian issues we've just been speaking about in Syria. Would Tillerson and Congress see eye to eye about Syria, about the Middle East, about oil, and the curious wild card in that Trump policy deck, Russia's Vladimir Putin? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins me. Tillerson, he's someone who's going to get a warm embrace on the Hill?
Not so far. I mean, he's getting a warm embrace from some senators, but so far not enough because numbers matter here. Tillerson, of course, at Exxon since 1975 and now the CEO, as you mentioned. And a string of endorsements now as Donald Trump rolls out this pick. Bob Gates, former defense secretary. Condi Rice, former secretary of state, who apparently had a lot to do with convincing Donald Trump that Tillerson was a good pick. All issuing statements saying he's a great pick. And Bob Corker of Tennessee, who's the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, says he's impressed with Tillerson. But John, this is really going to be about two things. And it's true that Tillerson is going to have a hard time in the Senate. One is Tillerson himself, deals with Russia that he's made as CEO of Exxon, opposition to U.S. sanctions against Russia during his time as CEO of Exxon, opposing U.S. sanctions against Russia after the invasion of Crimea and at other times, also going against the State Department and making deals in places like Iraq, in autonomous Kurdish parts of Iraq at times when the State Department asked him not to do it, and he did it anyway. So one is Tillerson himself, his attitudes towards Russia, and his actions as CEO of Exxon. And then, John, also it's about broader concerns about Donald Trump's intentions of warming with Russia, if those, in fact, are his intentions. You know, senators don't get a lot of opportunities to directly influence the foreign policy of any president, but nominations is one area where they do have an influence. And if enough senators decide that there is a warming to Vladimir Putin or Russia that they're uncomfortable with, they can use the Tillerson nomination to brush that back. And you've already seen several senators saying that they're uncomfortable with the choice. On the Foreign Relations Committee, Marco Rubio is one of Florida who said the Secretary of State has to be someone who views the world with moral clarity, free of conflicts of interest, and has a clear sense of America's interest. James Lankford is another guy from Oklahoma on the Foreign Relations Committee who says he has real questions about Tillerson. That really matters because, again, Republicans only have a 10-9 advantage on that committee. If they lose one or two Republicans on the committee, Tillerson's in real trouble. You have other senators not on the committee, McCain, Graham, we've talked about them. If this nomination gets to the floor with a two-vote majority, once you get to 50, Tillerson's going to face an uphill battle here, both on his own record and over senators' concerns over a possible tilt towards Russia.
The idea that oil would lead our foreign policy probably isn't as much of an objection as the shift to Russia and the conflict of interest that it might represent. And that could bleed into Donald Trump's own sort of, you know, relationship with the rest of the world, independent of his cabinet picks.
Right. And we've got these swirling concerns over Donald Trump's own conflicts of interest because of his long business career and investments around the world. Now, John, this was the week that we were supposed to get a speech and a presentation for Donald Trump telling the country how he's going to minimize or eliminate conflicts of interest. He's canceled that speech and hasn't done it, has so far not taken any action. He has issued some words. Last night, Donald Trump tweeted that he's going to not do any new business deals after January 20th, and that he's going to transfer management of his businesses to Don Jr. and Eric Trump, his two sons, during his remaining time in office. So no new deals is a little bit of news that the Trump organization won't be making new deals around the world, but it doesn't say a thing about existing deals. Places like Argentina, the Philippines, the Middle East, maybe even Russia. And without Donald Trump's tax returns, we're still not aware of places where he may owe money on deals. Places like, potentially, Russia, where he reportedly borrows from banks there, other places around the world. So Donald Trump has issued some additional words and said he's going to take some additional actions, but his own conflicts of interest, which will be intersecting with concerns over a possible warming to Russia, are still unclear. At the same time, even though Donald Trump's not making any announcements on his conflicts of interest this week, John, an announcement of four stops for rallies this week for the Donald Trump Thank You Tour in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Orlando, Florida. Lots of rallies coming up this week instead.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.